it's just not the best. But anyways, it's also one of the cheapest plans, because our one with Blue Cross starts at $16 a month. And so there's a cost associated with it, where this one, $0 a month.
Now, the one that you said was 16, so you sent me that thing, the two emails, one for Select Care and one for, first off, are you okay, Richard? You got everything you answered?
No, I was going to see if maybe I can go with the Blue Cross if there's problems with, go ahead and pay the $16, you know.
You
there's no
can,
drugs. That has
but
no drugs.
Not right now.
Say what?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, what was it you said?
You can switch, but we might have to wait till your open enrollment. And so the reason that is because they give you an opportunity to enroll in a plan, and once you've enrolled in a plan, they don't allow you to change it. Do you mind if I ask, do you know how long you've had this plan?
I've had it for years. But
you say years, do you
mean? No, this plan, I think I had something different last year, but they changed to this plan for this year. No, I don't have an agent. I just did it myself.
Oh, you did it on my okay.
There's your answer right there.
Blue Cross has wider coverage?
Not necessarily. So
it's not a PPO.
City is one of our best payers. And so they pay the doctors a little bit more. They pay on time. They're an Idaho-based company. They're based right there out of Boise.
Yeah.
And so we like them just because there's a lot of pros. But the problem that you're going to run in with Blue Cross versus United Healthcare is Blue Cross is going to try to steer you either to St. Al's or St. Luke's.
St. Luke's is fine.
Yeah, and if you're okay with taking one of those, like most of the individual doctors that are independently owned are in network with both the St. Luke's and the St. Al's network.
Okay.
Where you're going to run into some issues is, for example, let's say you go with St. Luke's and you want to go, let's say that there's a hip doctor at St. Al's that is really good that you've heard of and you want to go to him, they're going to say, nope, you have somebody who can do hips at St. Luke's, so you got to go to St. Luke's.
But it's the same problem. If I went with St. Al's, I'd have the same problem if it was St. Luke's doctor.
Correct. Now, the one thing, if you're not 100% tied to either hospital system,
I'm sorry, what'd you say? What?
Tied to a... I have to go to St. Luke's or I have to go to St. Al's. I typically recommend the St. Al's a little bit more.
Oh.
Just because they have more of the independent doctors. Because what St. Luke's does is they say, hey, we provide this service. We want you to go to our doctors. So it's a little bit more restrictive.
Now, last phone call, you were leaning more towards St. Luke's. Remember?
Well, yes and no. St. Luke's is bigger. St. Luke's is a bigger organization, and they have more stuff in-house. But it doesn't matter a whole lot, but that would be kind of the main thing, is St. Luke's has more providers in-house. St. Al's has more flexibility outside of St. Al's.
Oh, okay.
Okay, another issue is Richard needs, we talked about it, that I don't take drugs. Richard takes drugs and it's very expensive already. So whatever plan he needs drug coverage.
In which case, United Healthcare is not where he wants to be.
Oh, really?
United Healthcare has one of the
Really? Okay.
But the plan you talked about was $16 a month. That was like no drug plan, right?
Well, we have a handful with no drug plan.
The Blue Cross. The Blue Cross.
You guys are in the Boise.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that you quoted $16, but when we were on the phone last week, $16 was the one that did not have drug coverage. And to have drug coverage, it was like another $40-something a month.
There's one for $0 a month that has no drug coverage. The one I sent you does have drug coverage.
Oh, the $16 one?
Yeah, the $16 one does have that. That's, I believe, is the Al's one. And
now, when I go to Medicare.gov, it doesn't say 16, it says $59 for the exact same. Okay, so hang on, scoot over. Let me just have the keyboard. Get up, I need to drive. Hang on a second. Okay, you said that the Blue Cross one is for St. Al's. They don't do a St. Luke's, right?
Well, no, so that's both.
The other one, would you be able to send the information on both those?
Yeah, I can send that.
Okay.
Okay, hang on.
And any other...
Exact same plan. It really is just network.
Okay.
So what I did was I went into Medicare.gov and went into the... I went in... to the Advantage section, and it listed only like 23 plans. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, and then they didn't. I didn't. Hang on a second. With St. Alphonse, there was like four of the 23 was St. Alphonse. There's like Humana, St. Alphonse, ARP, and Blue Cross or whatever. There was, and I do a control F for Luke's, and then nothing there. Does that mean St. Luke's is just not covered at all?
Oh, no. So the Blue Cross one that's 59 should be a St. Luke's plan. It may not say it on there, though. I was under the assumption that St. Luke's, I think they do have some plans. They must just not be listed on Medicare's website.
Okay, so I'll just list what I see. I see a bunch of Humana, four St. Alphonse, two AARPs, a Pacific Source, and then anything with Blue is looks like anything with Blue. Oh, True Blue, Blue Valor. That's for veterans, right? Okay.
Buy them, but those are the ones that don't cover prescription drugs.
Okay, so there's two. Hang on, there's.
But the True Blue doesn't have drug coverage, right? Or does it?
So the True Blue, Valor, and Courage do not have.
We won't talk about the Valor or Courage, but I see two True Blues on the list that are neither of them are like Valor or Courage, okay? So, one of them is...
Those ones will all cover prescriptions.
Huh?
Those ones will all cover prescriptions, which there should be two...
Okay, so there's one... There's one that you... Hang on. I think
think the one that you gave me was the True Blue RX-33. And then 32? There's a... No, Richard, let me talk. Down there, let me talk. Okay, there is one called True Blue RX-33. That's the $59 one. And then there is one called True Blue RX-32 PSP. Both of them are HMO. Okay, so the... Oh, and it has a different ID number, too. The H number, you know what I mean? I'll give you the H number if that helps. You ready?
Tell you what, how about, can I grab your zip code?
83616.
Let me get in here, and I'll look
mine at is different.
So I can bring up what you're seeing.
No, mine is different, zip code.
No, well, my we're talking about me. We are talking about me right now.
Oh, I thought we was getting... We're not done with...
Oh, okay. Okay. Start with... Look it up, 83714.
All right, you're talking about with Blue Cross.
Yeah, Blue Cross.
Okay, so if Richard logs in and looks and does his speed lunking... He's going to give her a different list because mine was 83616 and his is 83714. So his may possibly pop up with a different
county. Do you guys live in the same county?
Ada County.
Okay, if you're both in Ada County, it should pull up the same plan.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to do that anyways. I'm going to hang on. Let me get my notes here. Okay, so the True Blue RX-32 PSP at $16, that has, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me find that on the list here. What I did was I created a Google Sheets and I put all the plans on there, and then I also had a cut and paste in another Google Doc file, star rating 3.5 stars. I don't know, is that shitty or good? Some of them don't have stars. Okay, includes health and drug coverage. Okay, that's okay. All right.
Now that one is St. Alphonse or the other one.
You're talking about the Blue Cross plans.
The Blue Cross. 32 PSP. The blue.
That's the St. Al's. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So between St. Al's and St. Luke's, it's like Chevys and Fords almost. Like it really doesn't make that much.
Exactly. And again, you're getting more services within St. Luke's, but more flexibility with St. Al's outside of St. Al's. I don't think it really makes too much of a difference other than you want to make sure that if you have anything bigger, you go to that hospital system. And then you may want to be a little bit more cautious when you go to the doctor. Just say, hey,
for emergencies.
Oh, if shit hits the fan.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. So anything urgent or emergency. And then another thing that they have to do, and this is another reason why I recommend Blue Cross, because if you look at St. Al's, which has actually been a pretty popular plan, their benefits are pretty good. But the problem with them is it is actually the hospital's plan. And they just don't cover anybody else. And so you have to get gap referrals. You have to go through a bunch of processes. Where Blue Cross, it's pretty easy. All you really need is a referral to go outside of the network.
You're comparing to the ones that on my list that's labeled True Blue as opposed to the four that are labeled St. Alphonse, right?
Correct.
Oh, I understand. Now, I get it. Okay, I understand. Okay, let me just go through. I have, like, a series of questions. Okay, so, this was one question. I'm going to go ahead and ask anyways. What if I picked a plan that did not have drugs? And then here's my question. I picked a plan that did not have drugs, and then there's a whole separate list of, like, drug providers, like many from Humana, that's $0, just so I can, like, tick the drug box and not get the penalty. Can I do that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's the biggest fear that I have with drugs are two fears. First fear is something happens where you need to take a drug. There's not a lot you can do to get any coverage until the annual enrollment period. So you're kind of committing yourself to a full year, or in your situation, a half a year without prescription drug coverage. So fear number two, and I think we spoke about this a little bit last time we chatted, fear number two is that when you choose, the federal government wants everybody to buy prescription drug coverage.
Yeah.
The reason is because those who don't take any prescriptions typically subsidize those who take a lot of prescriptions.
Yeah, okay.
And so what they do is they say, hey, if you choose not to buy prescription drug coverage, we're going to penalize
you. The 1% thing, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
1% for every month you go without it. And it's a lifelong penalty. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand. Okay, here's my next question. Can you just briefly just tell me in your own words what the difference between an HMO and a PPO is?
Yeah, so the PPO is going to be typically, and not always, but typically a little bit more broader network. And what it also does is the PPO is kind of nice because you don't have to get a referral for most situations, yeah. Now, and why I say most situations is there are situations where you would need a referral if in a situation like maybe like a cancer or something like that.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, so for example, if you want to go to a specialist, let's say that you want to go to a cardiologist, you don't need a referral. You can just go to a cardiologist.
Oh, okay.
Now, on these POSs, HMOs, all of the other ones,
you said POS?
Oh, yeah, I apologize. That's actually an individual plan, not a Medicare.
So oh, okay. I was just like, if there's a new buzzword, I want to put it in my notes. Okay, go ahead and finish what you're...
Sorry, so really it's just HMO.
Yeah, okay.
So what the HMO will do is, and these are most Medicare plans are HMOs.
Uh-huh.
And what that means is they want you primary care physician, and if you want to go see like a cardiologist and you don't currently have a relationship or haven't been going to a cardiologist, you have to get your doctor just has to send in a referral.
Okay, so it's just some red tape. That's fine. Okay, so another one is the plan that we were just talking about, the $16 plan. Can I get a free membership at YMCA?
Humana
okay, so let's see. Now you brought up Select Health because you sent me two files, one for Blue Cross and one for Select Health. I forget.
I believe I would it be St.
Al's?
Select Health doesn't offer Medicare Advantage policy.
Oh.
Let's take a look.
I didn't even look over that file yet. Okay, so I'll look over that later on, and then if I have any questions, I'll get back to you. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw the switch in the middle of. What'd you say?
I am so sorry, Bob. I did send you something on Select Health. That's right, because you had worked at some time for an organization that was the Select Health. They do have a plan, but it's not going to be listed because it's an association plan.
Yeah. And that was my time at HP?
Yep.
Okay.
That would make you eligible for that. And that one's been really popular for people who are like, I'm really, really healthy. I think this would be a good way for me to stash away some money. So if, you know, something happens in the future and I'm not so healthy, I'll have, you know, this grant sitting in my account.
It's confusing to me. I'm gonna have to read over that, do some homework, because I was really confused about that little credit card thing that, you know, they gave you or whatever. I'll go over that later. Let's see. Here's another question. You remember that I've got like stock portfolios, and that's always like messed up my Obamacare some years. Okay, so right now, it looks like my Part B is $202 a month for a whole year. But if I have like, okay, so here's what the problem is. You understand with all the AI stuff that's going on, and so I'm sitting on Micron stock, and
just get to the point.
Basically, what kind of income would like? What would be the breaking point where, like, it gets expensive?
Yep, I get what you're saying, and that's a great question. So where you're going to get into some trouble is if your income goes over
$109,000. $109,000 is kind of a break point.
So if you go over $109,000, it's not necessarily a break point, but what's going to happen is that $202 is going to go up to like $302. I can't remember the exact number, but it's that portion goes up. So they say, hey, you make more, you have to pay a little bit.
You said how much? 300 and what?
I think it's 310. I can look at those numbers up.
But roughly, like.
Yeah, it's like. And then if you make over, like 250 is the next level where you'll go up a level. And then if you make, you know, $500,000.
Well, that's a good problem to have. What was the second break point? Like if I go over 200,000? But really, the 400, that's not really horrible because it's not like another $1,000 a month, right? Oh, if you got the schedule, can you email me the schedule?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and it looks like the top level is 500,000 or more, and it would be an additional, and I apologize, I told you wrong on that too, $689 if you made it.
Oh, on top of the 200. So it'd be 800.
Not on top. That's instead of the 200. So it'd be 689.
Oh, but I have to break $500,000.
Yeah.
For that.
Remember, this is your adjusted gross income. So if you're able to, you know, roll some of that over, if it's, you know, a Roth, I guess, you know.
Yeah, this is plain old me trading. This is me getting on,
gotcha,
Scott Trader or whoever it is, and you know, buy and sell stocks. Okay, okay, so I'll look forward to the schedule thing. Let's see, Richard's question, and that'll be it for this phone call. So what I'm, go ahead and get your question. So I'm going to go ahead and throw the switch in the middle of next week. I think we might go to the Blue Cross, the, you know, the $16 one, both of us maybe. What all, when I make the phone call you and get on phone with you, what all do I need, you know, to throw the switch, or do I need anything?
It takes about 2 or 3 minutes, and I need basic information, which I actually have a lot because of your Health Idaho account, like name, address, date of birth, and then the one thing that I'll need that I don't have is your Medicare number, so that red, white, and blue card.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. I've got that. Reason I ask is sometimes, like my brother tried to log into Medicare.gov and the password messed up and so we, okay, we're good. We'll have Richard's Medicare number ready to, if he wants to throw the switch. And then when if he goes to the same plan as mine, is your disability a separate? Will it mess that up?
I don't think so. Think
he gets like $1,000 a month of disability. Will that interfere with that?
No, it shouldn't. But we might have a little bit more of an issue there. We can apply for it, but it might get denied because we're outside of any open window. So for you, Bob, you've got a situation where you're in what's called your initial enrollment period.
Yeah, I get all the graces. So he's already enrolled and he hasn't, like, he's took care of all this penalty stuff, which I talked about. So maybe he should just stay where he's at until his enrollment period, right?
Until, yeah, October 15th is when we should be able to do something.
October 15th. Okay, then we'll give you a call back, and then for Richard and get him signed over. If everything, so yeah, I'm going to
okay,
give.
Okay, so I'm going to, okay, so I'll be staying with United Healthcare, right? Okay, I'm good with that. But right now I forget. Did you say that if I didn't do anything, I'd automatically be? Oh, well, we didn't know that, right?
Yeah. So once you're enrolled, you're kind of enrolled for a year, and then
that's
you'll.
Not your question.
I think what Richard was asking is he's not even sure that he's enrolled in Medicare now.
He has a Medicare Advantage policy. He's enrolled in Medicare.
Oh, that's very good.
To have a Medicare Advantage policy if you're not enrolled.
Okay. So I can't think of anything else. I think I'm going to give you a call early to mid next week. I think I'm already ready for a decision, but I'm always wanting to, like, do last minute, you know, looky-loos here and there.
Okay,
so yeah, we're going to take care of it probably middle of next week.
Okay, so the, I guess the main point was I didn't have a broker, so you could be my broker, right?
Oh, okay. So, no, he's talking about, like, not now, but next in the enrollment period. Can he?
Next open enrollment, yeah, we can change all that.
Switch horses.
We want to look at it again because things change from year to year. You know, it might be that United Healthcare goes up significantly in price, Blue Cross goes down, or vice versa. So we'll just want to look at that.
Okay, but he can have you as an agent. In October, right?
If we change.
Yep.
Okay. I can't think of anything else right now. We'll probably give you a call early to mid next week.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye. Go ahead, Richard.
Nathan? Okay, I guess the question I had that was if for some... Okay, so my enrollment period actually ends in the end of June, right?
No, it begins in October.
No, the current one. If I was to do something, change something right now...
He said you can't. He already said that.
Oh, I can't.
Did you recently have a life-changing event, or how long have you been enrolled?
Probably, I've been enrolled probably at least 10 years.
5 years, okay. Yeah, so you're outside of any window that we can do anything. So yeah, we just have to wait till open enrollment.
Okay. Alrighty. Anything else? You're just kind of like, nothing I can think. Okay. Alright. If we have any more questions, we'll holler. I look forward to the schedule table, which I think, I don't know what I'm going to do, but that'd be helpful. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I already sent that over, so you should have it in your inbox.
Oh, cool. Hey, thanks.